The Royal Mint, known for producing the UK's coins, has embarked on an innovative initiative to process electronic waste, e-waste, in order to extract gold. This move is part of a larger effort to address the growing problem of discarded electronic devices, which the United Nations reported amounted to 62 million tons in 2022. With projections indicating that this figure could increase by approximately one-third by 2030, the Royal Mint has established a large industrial facility in Llantrisant, Wales, dedicated to recovering precious metals from old circuit boards. Initially, the extracted gold will be utilized to create jewelry, with plans to eventually produce commemorative coins. At the Royal Mint's new plant, the process of extracting gold from e-waste begins with the heating of circuit boards to separate their various components. As these materials move along a conveyor belt, they undergo a meticulous sorting and processing procedure that includes sieving, slicing, and dicing. The head of sustainability, Inga Doak, describes this effort as urban mining, emphasizing the importance of recognizing the value in waste products generated by society. The goal is to recover gold from these discarded items, thereby highlighting the finite nature of this precious resource. Once the gold-laden components are identified, they are sent to an on-site chemical plant where a special solution is used to leach the gold from the materials. This process is notable for its low energy requirements and the fact that it operates at room temperature, making it more environmentally friendly compared to traditional gold recovery methods that often rely on toxic chemicals and high energy consumption. The result is a powder that contains pure gold, which can be transformed into a gleaming nugget through heating in a furnace. The Royal Mint aims to process over 4,000 tons of e-waste each year, which is expected to yield approximately 450 kilograms of gold, valued at around £27 million based on current market prices. This shift towards e-waste processing represents a significant change for the Royal Mint, which has been the official coin maker for over a millennium. With the decline in cash usage, the company is diversifying its operations to remain financially viable and preserve jobs for its workforce. In addition to gold recovery, the Royal Mint is exploring ways to repurpose other materials extracted from circuit boards, such as aluminum, copper, tin, and steel. There is also interest in investigating whether ground-up circuit boards could be utilized in the construction industry. This comprehensive approach not only addresses the issue of e-waste but also contributes to sustainable practices by maximizing the use of available resources.